have to send guys out, but it's part of the game. And you know, the guys that we sent out today made a very positive impression on us. And you know, we just got to create some space, because the innings and that are played by some of the guys that we need to get ready are going to start to lengthen, and we're gonna lose innings overall. So that was the reason for it. But you know, each guy obviously you know, accepted what we told them, and they'll go down there and work hard and find a way to get back here and help us out in the future if possible.
Torrey, what becomes of them now with minor league camp not opening until April? Do they just work out on their own, or what goes on with that?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So they're going to have workouts that are going to be overlapping with ours a little bit in a totally different area of the facility. They're still in the bubble. They're still in the protocol. They do the exact same thing that we do by the day. They're going to get some workouts in. We're going to play some B games here. I have some information on that for you guys. They'll probably play in some B games and just get reps that way. So we want to be mindful of what they're going to be missing, but we also want to give them a chance to get some reps when possible. We'll go ahead and play a B game on the 9th at Colorado. And then we're going to play a sim game on the 10th. And that'll obviously be right here on our side, probably field one.
Nick Picaro, go ahead.
Torrey, it feels like some of these guys, I guess like Trace Thompson and Fairchild, stand out to me as guys that have played a lot here in the early goings. Has it been tough for you without having, you know, the guys to bring over to fill in those last half of games to make sure that you're not, you know, going to the whip too early on some of these guys?
Yeah, very fair question. And the answer is no. We're still very comfortable with the amount of bodies that we have and the amount of reps we want to give guys. And I'm very mindful of asking them to do too much too soon. But you know, these athletes in their off season prepare to come in here. I think in those cases, these guys knew what was going to be asked of them, and you know, they're trying to make an impression and make a team. So I'm giving them every opportunity to go out and do their job to you know, the best of their ability to find a way to make something good happen. So I'm mindful of their days off. You know, Trace will have a day off every now and then, but he'll get after it for a couple of days. But overall, we still have enough bodies in big league camp to where we wouldn't really be dipping into player development had there been a regular minor league spring training. That will probably happen a little bit later, but we'll dip into that pool of send-outs as I already explained with the ones we set out today.
How many innings do we have today, Tor?
Today, we're playing 9. I talked today, I texted with David Ross. He said he had 9 full innings. We got 9 full innings.
Jack Summers, go ahead.
Hi, Tori.
Hey, Jack.
We had some nice talks yesterday with both you and Zach about innings limits, and it was very informative and interesting. My first part of my question is, does that apply to the other 4 starters that are projected to make the rotation as well, as they all pitched even less innings than Zach, and some of them were even dealing with injuries last year? So do you have to likewise protect, you know, all the other 4 starters that are in your rotation with a similar innings limit?
Yeah, I think we will. We'll put all that information into play and figure out exactly what the next steps are. But yeah, we're not just going to isolate Zach from that group. We're going
right.
to make sure that with all of our guys, some have done it for a long time. Some are still fairly young. So we want to be fair to everybody, and we're gonna make sure we plug in all those details and figure out what that inning total, inning limit should be.
So just following up on that, it makes sense, obviously, and thank you for clarifying that. And I asked you about this before, and I know it's not a decision of yours alone. It's, you know, an organizational decision from the top on through. But instead of trying to juggle a day off here, pushing a day out there, who skips a start? Wouldn't it make sense to just go to a six-man rotation this year and let everyone get used to that routine and get on a program instead of doing it ad hoc? And when you know you got five guys that need to be protected that way.
Yeah, I'm sure you can make a legitimate argument for that reason. I just think for right now we're going to go with the standard five-man rotation and see where that takes us. So, but totally understand what you're saying. If you add that extra guy, I mean, you're gonna find a way to comfortably sit right in that innings total, innings limit. But we haven't gotten there, and we're trying to prep for five guys right now and get them ready, and then see where that takes us throughout the course of the season.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Evan Thompson, go ahead.
Along the lines of that, Tori, for the guys who are still grumbling about baseball not being the way it is in the 1970s, what hypothetically during the regular season would it take to even see a complete game from a pitcher?
It's probably not done nearly the same as it used to be, but you know, look, the guys are throwing the ball aggressively with high velocities, and you know, we want to preserve these guys for an entire season. So we know the reason why. We know the adjustments that were made. And, yeah, it's not going to be Don Sutton throwing 142 pitches with a CG and nobody up in the bullpen throughout the entire game. The game has definitely evolved, and a lot of really good minds have spent time doing research on this, and I trust that. I trust that information. So what are the chances? We'll see a couple here and there, but the frequency – will never be the same as it was in the 70s.
Anything else? Not big, everybody.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Tart.